It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show, the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. Thank you for listening from all over the world and the universe. Whoever's listening, thank you. We love you. And it's Friday. I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Mildred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Really great.
Yeah, we just go with the flow, baby. We're happy.
That's right. We have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah, it's all good. Everything's going to be fine.
Absolutely. So what would you like to talk about today, Pinky?
Well, it's time for you to pick because I always pick. Blah, 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 blah. So you pick.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, actually, there's a very, very famous man. His name was Alan Watts, a very famous speaker, writer, and he was born in London, England, outside of London, in 1915.
Yeah, there's so much wisdom back then.
Well, that's the thing, Pinky. He brought the wisdom, the ancient Eastern wisdom, and he interpreted that and brought it west.
Well, yeah, even London is west of the Eastern origin philosophers.
Correct. And then he also brought it to America. But you're right. He studied Buddhism and...
Yeah, that's a religion that from Buddha.
Right. And also the Taoism.
Yeah, that has a Chinese origin.
Oh, very good. And Hinduism.
That's from India.
Right. And that is perhaps considered the oldest religion, Hinduism.
Yeah, if you're talking about humanity, but if you go back before, you know, you go really deep, there's other religion, infinity and all.
Very good, Pinky. Right, and what Alan Watts did, he was able, you know, like I say, bring that Eastern wisdom from the Eastern philosophers and bring it west. And, you know, he wrote so beautifully and he interpreted, you know, the deep wisdom. And he put it into his own words in a way of his own. And he could do it in such a way, it was just so eloquent. And like I said, he was born in London, England, outside of London, but he moved to New York in the United States when he was 23 years old. And when he was a child in London, he lived nearby a Buddhist sanctuary. So he learned that at a young age, but he also became an Episcopalian priest. And then later he moved to San Francisco and he had a radio show and he would do lectures and he wrote many, many books. I mean, he could put into words the deepest ways of knowing.
Yeah, well, pretty deep right there.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Pinky, let's just jump right in with some of his quotes and just enjoy what he gave the world.
Okay, yes, please.
And Alan Watts said, "Every individual is a unique manifestation of the whole, as every branch is a particular outreaching of the tree."
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Life exists only at this very moment, and in this very moment it is infinite and eternal, for the present moment is infinitely small. Before we can measure it, it is gone, and yet it exists forever.
Oh yeah, I like that one. I get that. I get it.
I know you do. Okay, he goes on, he said, "The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance."
Yeah, go with the flow, baby.
Correct. And this next quote from Alan Watts ties into that one, Pinky.
Okay, yes, please.
To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, you don't grab hold of the water because if you do, you will sink and drown. Instead, you relax and you float.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. You become the wave. You're not just a shell being thrown around, tossed around in a wave. Just become with the wave. Become one with your present moment in time.
Right. Then you don't buck it.
No, you don't buck it.
Correct. He goes on. This is the real secret of life. To be completely engaged with what you are doing in the here and now. And instead of calling it work, realize it is play.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah, we do. And this next one, Pinky uses the word Zen.
Yeah, from the Buddhist be here now.
Right.
Be in the moment.
Correct. The only Zen you'll find on mountaintops is the Zen you bring up there with you.
Yeah, bring the Zen, be the Zen.
And Alan Watts said, meditation is the discovery that the point of life is always arrived at in the immediate moment.
Meditation is the discovery that the point of life is always arrived at in the immediate moment. That's the point of life. It's right now, baby.
Very good. Now this one, I don't know. You got to listen to this one.
Okay.
The more we struggle for life as pleasure, the more we're actually killing what we love.
Well, it's because you struggle in life because you set yourself up for, you make an expectation and then you set yourself up for a disappointment and then you're disappointed. No, I get that. I totally get that.
And Alan said, muddy water is best cleared by leaving it alone.
Yeah, you can't just keep stirring it up. The mud's going to come up. You leave it alone, the mud's finally going to settle. Get very still.
Yes. And Alan Watts said, you and I are all as much continuous with the physical universe as a wave is continuous with the ocean.
Yep.
You're going to like this one, Pinky. What you are basically deep, deep down, far, far in, is simply the fabric and structure of existence itself.
Yes. Yes, that, I love that one. You knew I would, Mildred.
I knew you would. There's no formula for generating the authentic warmth of love. It cannot be copied.
Yeah. Love is real. You can't fake love. You can't copy it. Is this real? Comes from deep within. We're full of a lot. We have a lot of love.
We do. We surround ourselves with love.
Yeah. We're that's what it's about. Love.
All right, Pinky, we have time for one more. The meaning of life is just to be alive. It is so plain and so obvious and so simple. And yet, everybody rushes around in a great panic as if it were necessary to achieve something beyond themselves.
Yeah. Man, what a guy, huh?
I know. Beautiful, beautiful. He's written many, many books worth investigating and looking into. Just a lovely, incredible spirit of a man.
I know, I'm so glad you brought him up.
Me too.
All right, Mildred, you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right, Pinky.
I love you.
I love you.